This is Audible.
Frozen, Anna's Birthday Surprise, adapted by Jessica Julius. Queen Elsa was excited. Today was Princess Anna's birthday. Elsa wanted to make sure her sister's special day was perfect. Elsa used her icy powers to decorate Anna's birthday cake. She even created a special ice decoration for the top. Figures of Anna and Elsa ice skating happily together. "Relax, Elsa. The cake looks great," called Kristoff, who was hanging a banner across the castle courtyard. "Come check this out." Elsa looked up to see wet paint dripping off the banner. They had started to prepare for the party very early that morning, and now time was running short. "Are you sure I can leave you in charge?" she asked. Kristoff nodded as Elsa dashed away. "Keep an eye on that cake," she called over her shoulder. Elsa tiptoed into Anna's room and gently shook her sister. "Wake up, sleepyhead. It's your birthday." Anna sat up and mumbled,
"It's a birthday."
She fell back onto her bed, snoring. "Not a birthday, your birthday," Elsa replied. "You've never had a real birthday before, so we're going to make this one extra great." As Anna jumped out of bed, Elsa sneezed. Just then, two tiny snowmen popped into the air, dropped to the floor, and scampered away. Neither sister noticed. "First, new dresses," Elsa said. With a wave of her hands, she created a sparkly new dress for each of them. She smiled. "And now for the presents." Laughing, the sisters followed a long string that Elsa had wound through the castle, leading Anna to different gifts. Inside a suit of armor, Anna found a bracelet. Inside an armoire, she found an Olaf cuckoo clock. And on a balcony, there was a bouquet of sunflowers. Anna was delighted. Elsa sneezed again. More little snowmen popped into the air and tumbled to the ground. The girls still didn't notice. The snowman scurried into the courtyard where Olaf was thrilled to see them. "Little brothers," he said proudly. Anna and Elsa followed the string all over Arendelle. Along the way, Anna discovered more presents. A family portrait, silk stockings, even a fishing pole. Yet Elsa was sneezing more often. And each time she sneezed, more little snowmen appeared. The girls didn't spot any of them. Finally, Anna said, "This day has been amazing, but I think you might need to go home and rest." "No, the best is still ahead," Elsa insisted. She led Anna to Oaken's shop, where she presented her with one of Oaken's beautiful heavy cloaks. Oaken stepped out of the sauna and noticed Elsa sneezing. "How about a medical remedy of my own invention?" he asked. Anna accepted the bottle of medicine gratefully. "I think we're going to need that." Next, Elsa took Anna to the center of the village, where a children's choir began to sing. "Today is a special day. It's Princess Anna's birthday." Elsa turned to Anna. "And we love you, Anna."
Ah, choo!
More tiny snowmen appeared and ran into the courtyard. Kristoff, Sven, and Olaf tried to keep things under control, but snowmen were everywhere. Kristoff spotted several little snowmen climbing up to the cake. He grabbed Olaf's head like a bowling ball and took aim. "Incoming!" Olaf called out as he rolled into the snowmen, knocking them away from the cake. Suddenly, Sven let out a panicked grunt. The little snowman had knocked Kristoff's birthday banner to the ground.
I'll fix it, said Olaf.
After he rehung the letters, he gave a satisfied smile. All set. But the banner wasn't quite the same as before.
Meanwhile, Elsa had led Anna to the last stomp. There was one more gift hidden at the top of the clock tower. But Anna's arms were overloaded with presents, and Elsa's cold was getting worse. Anna pleaded with her sister, "Please, Elsa, you need to rest." Elsa wasn't listening, though. She was feeling feverish as she climbed the stairs to the top of the tower.
"It's your happy birthday, my best friend," she sang. "Happy, jolly, hot, hot birthday."
Suddenly, Elsa lost her balance. Anna dropped the gifts and rushed to catch her.
"Elsa, you're burning up with fever. We need to get you to bed." "I guess I have a cold," Elsa admitted.
She sighed as her sister helped her through the castle gates.
"I'm sorry, Anna. I ruined your perfect birthday."
Anna shook her head. "You didn't ruin anything. Everything was absolutely..."
Surprise!
Anna and Elsa stopped short. Kristoff, Sven, and Olaf were all there in the courtyard, surrounded by hundreds of little snowmen. Everyone sang happy birthday, while Anna beamed in delight. Kristoff, caught up in the excitement, sang loudest of all.
"Happy birthday!
I love you, Anna." Then he stopped, stunned by his own outburst. Anna grinned at him. Anna was still smiling when she tucked Elsa into bed soon afterward.
"Thank you, Elsa," she said. "That was the best birthday present ever."
Elsa looked up at Anna. "Which one?" "You finally letting me take care of you," said Anna. High on the North Mountain, not long after the party, there was a knock at the door of the Ice Palace. Marshmallow opened it, and Olaf led a parade of little snowmen inside. Kristoff watched from the doorway. "Don't ask," he said to Marshmallow with a sigh.
Frozen, Northern Lights. Bulda's Crystal. Written by Apple Jordan. Illustrated by the Disney Storybook Art Team. After a long day, Kristoff, Bulda, Sven, and the trolls were relaxing by the campfire. Kristoff had come to help the trolls while Grand Pabby was away. Plus, Kristoff loved being home when the Northern Lights were especially bright. Each night, the sky was lit up with the most beautiful hues. As the fire began to fade, one of Bulda's crystals started to flicker. "Oh," she said, "my favorite crystal is going dark." "Don't worry," said Kristoff. "You have plenty of others." "Yes," Bulda replied, "but Grandpappy gave this to me when you came to live with us. It reminds me of how perfectly you fit into our family." Kristoff was silent for a moment. Bulda had given him and Sven a home when they were very young and all alone. He was grateful to her for so much, and he wanted her to be happy. "How do you fix it?" Kristoff asked. "This crystal needs to be recharged before the current Northern Lights lose their color. Grandpappy knows the details, but he's not here," Bulda explained. "Sven and I can figure it out," Kristoff said. "You won't have much time. These lights have already been glowing for a week," Bulda said. "We'll leave first thing tomorrow," Kristoff said. Kristoff woke early. Maybe searching for other natural crystals is a good start, he said to Sven. He remembered that Anna and Elsa had an extensive collection of books and maps at the castle. So they set off to Arendelle to ask their friends for help. Kristoff found Anna, Elsa, and Olaf having tea in the library. Everyone was thrilled to see him, especially Olaf. Kristoff quickly explained that he needed to recharge Bolda's crystal. I know one of these old books led your family to the trolls when Anna was little, and I was hoping that now it could lead me where I need to go, he said. Elsa knew exactly which book Kristoff was referring to. This chapter is about crystals, Elsa said as she opened the large volume. Troll crystals can be recharged where lights wake the sky, where sky touches the earth, and where waters run long, Elsa read aloud. Lights that wake the sky could be the northern lights, said Anna. A mountaintop could be where the sky touches the earth, said Kristoff. And there's a long, narrow fjord by a plodding mountain, said Anna. I bet that's where waters run long. They decided to head to the peak of a plodding mountain. It was a full day's journey from Arendelle, so there was no time to waste. The friends quickly packed food, blankets, and a map, then set out on their quest. The group had been hiking all morning and eventually arrived at the top of a steep cliff. Kristoff looked over the side, searching for a trail. According to the map, we'll have to climb down the other side, Anna said. There's no way around. Everyone peeked over the cliff. Anna quickly grabbed a rope and rushed down the mountain before anyone else had a chance to prepare. Kristoff followed Anna's lead. Climbing down was harder than he thought. He was glad Anna had recently learned to rock climb, but he was worried about the others. I have an easier way, Elsa said. With a wave, Elsa used her icy magic to create an ice slide down the side of the cliff. Then she, Olaf, and Sven slid past Kristoff and Anna. Wee-hee! Olaf laughed. The ice slide was fun, but it wasn't the shortcut they were hoping for. After hours of walking and climbing, the friends finally reached the top of a plodding mountain. To their surprise, there was nothing special on the summit. Anna looked around, puzzled. Do you think we went to the wrong mountain? She asked. The sun was beginning to set, so the group decided to stop for the night. Maybe we'll have better luck in the morning, Kristoff said. As it got darker, the friends set up camp under a rock overhang. The group settled into their blankets, and Kristoff taught them a new song. As they listened, ribbons of color spread across the night sky. And suddenly, crystals hidden within the mountain began to turn bright. I've never seen rocks glow before, said Olaf. Kristoff immediately stopped singing. Glowing rocks? He exclaimed. Where? Everyone got up and gazed at a crack in the overhang behind them. Could those be crystals? Asked Elsa. Sven nudged everyone out of the way and hit the rock with his antlers. Crack! He created a wedge, and a few crystals spilled out, but the crystals stopped glowing as they shook loose from the larger rock. Maybe I can help, Elsa suggested. She waved her hands, summoning her powers. Ice crept into the cracks, and as the rock froze, the cracks were forced wider apart. Anna was drawn toward the glow. Perhaps if we remove them carefully, the crystals will stay bright, she said. Uh-oh, Elsa said. The lights in the sky are starting to fade, and the crystals in the rock are too. Anna thought for a moment. Perhaps we're going about this the wrong way, she said. The crystals are glowing inside the mountain, so if we put Bolda's crystal inside, maybe it will glow too. As Anna held Bolda's crystal up to the crystals inside the wall, a magical spark passed between them. Anna thought she'd saved the day, but when she removed her hand from the rock, Bolda's crystal was still dark. What happened? Asked Anna. I thought we completed the quest. After a short night's sleep and out of time and ideas, the group headed home, feeling discouraged. They hadn't been able to recharge Bolda's crystal. Still, they knew they tried their best, and everyone had to admit it had been an adventure. When they returned to Troll Valley, Bolda greeted them with hugs. "Welcome back," she said. But Kristoff was disappointed. "We weren't able to recharge your crystal," he admitted. "I'm so sorry." "Well," Bolda said, "crystals can be finicky. Let's take a look." As Anna placed the stone in Bolda's hands, the crystal began to glow brightly. "You did it," said Bolda. "We did?" Kristoff asked. "Oh, Kristoff, you underestimate your own magic. When you work together, support one another, and have fun, anything is possible," Bolda explained. "By making the journey, you did something good for someone you love. It has given the crystal a reason to glow." Kristoff smiled. "I'm glad we could help."
Frozen, Elsa's gift. Snow fell quietly on the kingdom of Arendelle. The town was blanketed in white. Snowflakes tickled children's noses and melted on their tongues. The people of Arendelle waded through deep, powdery snowdrifts as they hurried through the streets. Everyone welcomed the snow, for this time it was not Queen Elsa's doing. It was winter. Inside the castle, Queen Elsa and Princess Anna watched their subjects bustle to and fro. Everyone was preparing for the winter ball Elsa was throwing that evening. Elsa smiled. For the first time since she was a child, the kingdom's gates were open. Elsa's ice magic was finally under control. And most important, she and her sister were friends again. Anna grabbed Elsa's arm and dragged her away from the window. "Come on," she said. "We have so much to do to get ready for the ball." Elsa chuckled and let herself be pulled. Anna was right. There was a lot to do. Anna and Elsa had been hard at work for days. The castle glittered with Elsa's frosty magic, but there were still some finishing touches to add. While Elsa finished icing the banquet room, Anna raced to the kitchens. "There," she said, coming back into the room with a tray full of crumb cake. "The dessert table is ready. What do you think, Elsa?" But Elsa wasn't paying attention. She was thinking about the ball. "Earth to Elsa," Anna called. Elsa looked at her sister and smiled. Anna's act of love had saved Arendelle and Elsa. Elsa wished she could do something special for Anna, something to show everyone how much she loved her sister. Looking around the banquet room, Elsa had an idea. I have to go," she told Anna, and raced out the door. "Kristoff," Elsa called as she spotted her sister's friend crossing the castle courtyard. "I need your help." Elsa explained her plan to create the perfect gift for Anna. "I thought you and I could make an ice sculpture for her," she said. But Elsa had more planned. While Kristoff went to get a block of ice, Elsa locked herself in the kitchen. "Elsa?" Anna called. She knocked on the door. "Are you in there?" "Don't come in," Elsa said. "It's a surprise." Inside the kitchen, Elsa and Olaf were making cookies. You know,
Elsa said to the snowman. I'm not sure you should go anywhere near an oven.
Pshaw,
Olaf said, waving his twiggy arms.
What could possibly go wrong?
So, Olaf and Elsa got to work making Anna's favorite extra gingery gingerbread men. The cookies turned out perfectly, and Elsa only had to refreeze Olaf 7 times. Elsa, Anna said, knocking on the door again. It smells great in there. Can I help?
Nope,
Elsa called back. I'll see you later. Just go to your room. When Elsa was sure Anna was gone, she tiptoed into her bedroom. Elsa's closet was overflowing with trinkets she had collected for her sister over the years. Gathering them in her arms, she brought the presents to the banquet room. Elsa was arranging the gifts for her sister when Kristoff arrived with a giant block of ice. Elsa wasted no time. Soon, she had created a beautiful sculpture of Anna. Elsa paused for a moment to admire her handiwork. Everything looked beautiful, but it still wasn't perfect.
Where's Anna?
Kristoff asked. I haven't seen her for a while. Oh, Elsa said. I told her to stay in her room so the surprise wouldn't be ruined. Kristoff said with a frown. You know, Elsa, I think what Anna would really like is some punch. Elsa finished his sentence for him.
You're right,
she said, and raced out of the room.
I was going to say to spend time with her big sister, Kristoff said to the empty room.
Elsa was stirring a big bowl of punch when Anna walked into the kitchen.
What are you doing outside your room?
Elsa asked. It's boring in there, Anna said, and lonely. I'd rather hang out with you.
But you'll ruin your surprise, Elsa said.
Anna rolled her eyes. I have a surprise for you too, she said, walking out of the kitchen. Follow me. Elsa followed Anna outside to a snowy courtyard, but Anna had disappeared. Anna? Where are you? Elsa called. I don't have time for this. There are still a million things I need to... Splat! A snowball hit Elsa right in the face.
Surprise!
Anna yelled.
But what?
Elsa sputtered, brushing the snow off her face.
Did you just...
Anna giggled.
It's a snowball intervention, Elsa,
she said dramatically.
Since you don't have any time for me, I'm declaring war.
Elsa started to grin. Anna, she said, I think you're forgetting which one of us has magical ice powers. She made a huge snowball and hurled it at Anna. The snowball fight went on and on, until at last Elsa called a truce. It was time for the sisters to get ready for the ball. Elsa glanced slyly at Anna. Then, hurling one final snowball at her unsuspecting sister, she raced inside.
Gotcha,
she called over her shoulder. That night, the sisters greeted their guests. As Anna looked around the banquet room, she noticed Elsa's cookies and punch and her beautiful sculpture. You did this for me, she said. Elsa nodded. I wanted to give you a perfect gift, she said. It's all lovely, Anna said, and it was very sweet of you. But for me, the best present ever is just being with you. For me too, Elsa said. And linking arms, the sisters went off to enjoy their party together.
Frozen, The Midsummer Parade, written by Calliope Glass, illustrated by the Disney Storybook Art Team. It was a beautiful summer day. The breeze was soft, the sun was warm, and birds were singing happily. Elsa and Anna were picking wildflowers in a field not far from town.
"I can't believe it'll be midsummer soon," Anna said, looking around the lush green meadow.
Elsa grinned. "I love midsummer," she said.
"Remember when we were kids and I used to lead the midsummer parade?"
Anna interrupted, finishing her sister's sentence. The midsummer parade was one of her happiest childhood memories.
"I loved that parade," Anna told her sister. "You always looked so fancy riding at the head of it."
"On that fat little pony," Elsa said with a chuckle, "Mr. Waffles."
"We haven't had a midsummer parade since we were little kids," Anna said sadly.
Elsa nodded. "Now that the gates are open, we should have it again, starting this year." Anna clapped her hands.
"You'll look so great at the head of the parade," she told her sister.
Elsa grinned slyly.
"Not me, you. I hereby declare you Midsummer Princess."
Anna, Elsa, and their friends started planning the parade the very next day.
"Marching band?" Elsa said.
"Already rehearsing,"
Kristoff said.
"Flowers?" Anna asked.
"I've been collecting them all..."
"Achoo! Weak!"
Olaf said, sniffling. Anna consulted the parade planning checklist. "Next up, clothing." Anna and Elsa went to search the royal wardrobe.
"How about this?" Anna asked, putting a silly hat on Elsa.
Elsa giggled and held up some boots.
"These are definitely you," she told Anna.
The sisters picked wilder and wilder outfits for each other.
Soon they were laughing so hard, they could hardly stand.
"Okay, it's time to get serious," Elsa said. "You need something special to wear to the parade." With a little help from Anna's friends, the parade was shaping up beautifully. It was going to be exactly like when Anna and Elsa were kids. Well, almost exactly. "I don't think you can ride Mr. Waffles in the parade," Elsa told Anna. "You're bigger than he is now. Besides, I'm pretty sure he's retired."
"Then I'll have to find a new horse," Anna said. "The best horse in all of Arendelle."
Anna and Olaf headed to the stable to find the right horse.
"What about that one?" Anna asked the head groom, pointing at an elegant mare.
"She's so pretty," Olaf sighed admiringly.
"This is Lady Crystalbrook Shinytoes IV,
the head groom said.
Lady Crystalbrook Shinytoes IV stepped toward Anna and tripped over her own feet. She fell right into the pond.
"Oh dear," Anna said.
"How about him?" Olaf asked, pointing at a big, strong horse. "What's his name?"
The groom cleared his throat.
"Dauntless."
"Hello, Dauntless," Anna said sweetly. As she stepped forward to pet the horse, a leaf fluttered by in the wind. When Dauntless saw the leaf, his eyes widened. With a loud, frightened whinny, he turned and ran away as fast as he could.
"I do not think you should ride him," Olaf said.
Anna thought the third horse looked very promising, until he tried to eat Olaf's nose.
"Hey," Olaf giggled, "that tickles."
Hours later, Anna was at her wit's end. They had met every horse, but they hadn't found the right one.
"I don't know what to do," she said miserably.
"Maybe we should just cancel the parade."
"Cancel the parade?"
Anna and Olaf looked up to find Kristoff entering the stable.
"Why would you do that?"
he asked.
"I can't find the right horse to lead the parade," Anna said.
Kristoff said. "I think I know just the fellow for the job."
"You do?" Olaf said. "Who's the horse?"
"Well," Kristoff said, he isn't exactly a horse.
Sven, Kristoff said, slinging his arm around the reindeer's shoulders, how would you like to lead the parade?
Gee whiz,
Kristoff said in Sven's voice, speaking for his friend.
I'd be delighted.
And Sven did look delighted.
Oh, Anna said, clasping her hands happily. Sven is perfect. He's loyal and brave and smart.
And handsome,
Kristoff added in his Sven voice. And handsome, Anna agreed. She kissed Sven's nose. Anna introduced Sven to the royal stable's grooms.
He's going to be leading the parade with me, she explained. So he needs to look extra fancy.
It's an honor,
the head groom said, bowing low.
Please come with us, sir.
The groom set to work on Sven. They oiled his hooves, they polished his antlers, and they brushed and brushed and brushed his fur. When the royal grooms were done with Sven, he positively shone.
Sven, Anna said.
You look svended.
She elbowed Elsa.
Get it? Svended?
I get it, Elsa said with a smile.
You really do look magnificent, Sven. Then she frowned. But I think there's something missing.
Elsa hung a huge flower wreath around Sven's neck.
There, she said. Now you're perfect.
Anna looked at the checklist. Band. Flowers. Sven. I think everything's ready, she said.
Olaf jumped up and down in excitement.
It's parade time, he cried.
The birds sang, the band played, and the people of Arendelle cheered as the parade wound its way through town.
Anna was so happy she couldn't stop smiling.
The midsummer parade was perfect. Later, Anna and Elsa celebrated the successful parade.
We did it, Anna, Elsa said. The parade was just like when we were kids.
No, Anna said, grinning at her sister. It was even better.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.